Good evening and welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. This week's news in Australia has been dominated by significant movements in the finance and technology sectors. Topping the list is the historic surge in investor refinancing, which has hit record levels according to recent data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. When we say historic, we're talking about a rise of 7.2% from the previous quarter and a whopping 26.8% increase year on year, giving investor refinancing loans a new high of $15,664. That's $10.5 billion in value, driven by competitive interest rates, increased property values, and relaxed lending policies. Put simply, investors are showing calculated maneuvering for financial optimization. Then we have National Australia Bank, or NAB as it's often known, reporting considerable growth in business lending, indicating a positive outlook for Australian small and medium enterprises, SMEs. The loan book touched $336.2 billion, exhibiting a quarter-over-quarter growth of 2% and a year-on-year rise of 7%. More good news for SMEs, especially within commercial property and agriculture, as lending becomes more accessible under competitive terms and rates. Moving from land to sea, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. has announced that its 2026 production run of electric boats is now fully booked. Fleet operators are revealing a clear trend towards sustainable marine transportation, with Vision Marine witnessing a significant revenue boost. With electric boats simplified and reliable, we're seeing the marine industry beginning to embrace the eco-friendly wave. Interestingly, Melbourne, Australia forms part of this multi-region phenomenon, joining the likes of Florida and California. From sea now to road, electric truck sales have reached a record high in March. A 500% leap from February has seen these green vehicles depict over 1% of new truck sales for the very first time. It seems the era of diesel may be phasing out, with smaller delivery vehicles and even heavy-duty trucks capable of towing up to 300 kilometers per charge showing increased traction. The predictability of electric over volatile diesel prices, and a global push towards sustainability should continue to fuel green transportation trends. That sums up our top stories for the week. To stay informed about the latest business and finance updates, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. We're committed to bringing you the most relevant news from around the finance industry each week. Thank you for joining us. I'm Paige Estratori, and you've been listening to the Weekly Finance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We look forward to welcoming you back next week. And remember, your finance needs are our business.